Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, The Beginning of Philosophy. This, then, is the beginning of philosophy, an awareness of one's own mental fitness. Epictetus. When we decide that we want to work on improving ourselves in our lives, probably the most important and one of the hardest things is to accurately see ourselves as we are. Awareness of ourselves, our strengths and weaknesses, our own biases and unconscious patterns is a very difficult but essential thing if we want to move forward and grow as people. Because we spend our lives seeing the world through our own point of view and we're stuck with our own thinking, sometimes it's very hard to see our own actions clearly. And I think that it's honesty and clarity with ourselves that truly helps us move forward. Just as you need to know where you are on a map in order to be able to plot a course to get to where you want to go, if you can't see where you truly are as a person, then it's really hard to get to where you want to go in your personal growth. So how do we get better about assessing our own mental fitness? How can we learn to see ourselves more clearly? Which to me is the fundamental question. I think one of the most important things we can do to see ourselves better is to let go of shame. Too often it's hard to see ourselves clearly because we feel shame for our flaws and weaknesses. That because we have areas that aren't as good as we want them to be, we try to cover them up with self-delusion or self-distracting thinking. We may make up excuses for why we are weak in some areas, so as not to feel this kind of shame. For example, I know that I can be a bit selfish sometimes, and I really don't like this part about me. So when somebody calls me out on it, I can get pretty defensive because I feel shame around this. So what is it that causes us to have so much shame around our shortcomings? Why is it so hard to be honest and take an honest assessment about ourselves and just be okay with it? I think what causes shame about ourselves is perfectionism. When we hold on to this idea that things have to be perfect, we are creating a scale of how imperfect something is and how short it falls from some ideal. And since the idea of perfectionism is basically binary, either it's perfect or it's a failure, we're always in a place of failure. And if you're always in a place of failure, then no wonder you feel shame. So how do we move past this place of failure and shame? I think it comes down to self-compassion. When you give yourself a space to be not very good at something, to be less than perfect, then you can start to truly be honest with yourself. You can start to own those parts of you that you're ashamed of because it's okay to be selfish sometimes, or to be jealous sometimes, or whatever it is that you feel shame around. We can be okay with being just good enough. And sometimes if we're having a rough day, it just means being as good as we can be for that day. And also remember that just because you might be selfish or jealous sometimes, it doesn't mean that you are a selfish or jealous person. It just means that sometimes you are selfish or you are jealous. Remember, you can never be perfect, but you can always be good enough. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.